You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show in podcast format. This was originally recorded live on my Jerry Banfield Facebook page, which you can find by searching Jerry Banfield on Facebook. If you'd like to be a member of the audience, ask questions, and have me respond to you, become a supporter on my Facebook page, and as soon as you see that notification, jump into the live stream. I appreciate you getting started with this, and I hope you love this episode. You are about to experience an incredible free live video course showing you how I made $12,569 on Facebook gaming in November 2021. If you want to grow your followers, bring back more viewers, become a full-time live streamer, this one presentation has everything you need and much more. I'm so excited to share this with you and have spent hours preparing this presentation to give you the best screenshots, the best data, the best tips. I did a version of this last month and this one is way better. So I'm so excited to see you here for this today. Let's start off. If you're like, who are you? I don't know who you are. I am Jerry Banfield. I'm back. I've been creating content online. I've been an online entrepreneur for 10 years. My first live stream was in August 2013. I've been streaming on Facebook since it first became possible. I've made almost every mistake you can make. I've quit doing my stream twice. And over the last year, I've become a Facebook partner, a full-time creator. And this recent month, what I just showed you is the best month I've ever had out of all of this. And I feel a duty to report everything I know about this that could help you here. If you've got any questions, the very best thing to do is just comment while I'm live right now. I answer questions from my supporters whenever I'm live. I'm getting the chat ready so I can see you. That's the best thing to do is just ask questions while I'm live, become a supporter. I've got my phone number available in my supporter group if you've got any questions you'd like to ask. You can also join my Discord if you'd like to chat for free. Now, I realize according to the data, most of you will not make it past this beginning part of the presentation. So I've got the first three most critical slides and learning points here for you right up front. What's up, Joseph, Vashek, Brad, Adam, and Mark? Thank you very much for being here for this live stream. If you want success with your live stream, these are the most key points you've got to get right. Number one is build community, and I would say building community is 80% of what you want to do. If you don't build community, you can follow all the rest of what I put in here and it won't matter because it'll just disappear overnight. I can testify to this myself. So the number one thing you want to do is build a true community. I will actually go in and define community so it has some clear meanings and objectives instead of being this nebulous idea. Second thing you want to do is grow while you're offline. That means you don't want to rely on your live stream while you're live to provide all of your new followers. In fact, I've done most of my growth while I'm offline, while I'm not streaming, and that's where you really want to reach, because imagine if every day you come on to stream, you got more followers. You have more followers than you had the day before, and it happened while you weren't streaming. That's what you want to go for. I've even tested both different approaches of optimizing for offline followers versus optimizing for getting followers while I'm live. Twice as many followers going for an offline approach versus trying to get everybody to follow while I'm online. Third thing for success is just keep streaming, keep working on yourself, endure. This is a long-term thing. You're not going to do this overnight. Almost anybody you watch and consider successful as a streamer, we have been doing this for a long time. I've been streaming for 8 years now, and that's why I've got so much experience that's valuable for you to have. Now, first step, thank you, Joseph William Green, very much for the 1 month gift subscription. I look forward to somebody claiming that. Let's talk about community building. Community building is the number one thing you need to do on your live stream for success. Like I said in that last slide, I said it's 80%. And I know because I didn't focus on community building, but I did really good going on while I was offline. And if you want to be able to keep going over the long term, you really need to do well with your community building, because streaming is hard, streaming is lonely, streaming is confusing, streaming can be very depressing, and you need your community there to hold you up and to get you through all those times, because you don't have a boss, you don't have clear instructions for what to do, and your community is essential for bringing you through there. So the first thing to think about is that this is a long-term process to build community. Same as building a relationship with a romantic partner, with children and parents, friends, coworkers. It's not something you're gonna do in a day, a month, or even a year. It's something that takes quite a while. I have some of you can show off your follow ages. We have people here that have been following for over 2,000 days. It takes a while, and I didn't earn over 12,000 this month because I just started or even started recently. And the second big thing with community, you want to make deep connections with fewer people. I've put this stuff up front because some of this is counterintuitive to what you see. Anthony, thank you for flexing that supporter age and follow age. Jason Gibson, thanks for becoming a supporter. I didn't hear the notification. Let me unplug that so I can hear it. Welcome to the Jerry Banfield family. Appreciate you becoming a supporter. Jason Gibson, looking forward to seeing what you have to say. Joseph says, I use Discord a lot to keep people together when I'm offline. Yes, Discord is a great place to build your community, and that's something I'm just doing more of now, is using Discord to build my community. So if you want to make deep connections with fewer people, think about it this way. I'm going to give you an idea of community. How I used to think of community was more like a football stadium, where I'm going to sit at the 50-yard line and perform, and I'm going to try and get as many people into the stadium and fill the seats. And like a football stadium, it was a mess. You'd have people coming in, commenting, spitting on me, shouting at me, drunks off the street wandering in, spouting all kinds of nonsense. And then the football stadium, after the game's over, empties out, and look who's all alone now. That's what you get when you focus on quantity. You'll know you're not focusing on community building as much if you're constantly looking at the numbers of views you're getting, looking at the amount of money you're making. That is an indication you're focusing more on quantity and reputation building, when what you need is deep connections with a smaller group of people. And you'll know you're focusing on connections if you're thinking about the people who are in your live stream, if you're getting to know the names of everybody who's in your live stream, if you're following the rest of these suggestions on here, you'll know you're focusing on community. So I suggest, do not focus on quantity, focus on quality. This has been the most difficult lesson for me myself to learn, which is why I've put it right here up front. Brad, thank you for following nearly a year and supporting for 5 months. You can see in my chat, most of the people that are in here have been following at least 6 months, if not much longer than that. One thing you can do to help your community building is do community-only chat. You can use Discord for this on your lives, especially while you're offline, and to push notifications. One of the best things I've done to focus my community is set supporter-only chat. A lot of people were critical about it who were watching for free before, and in the short term, I certainly lost out on stars and lost out on regular viewers. However, I now have over 280 recurring supporters, people who've actually signed up to keep paying $5 a month indefinitely, and that is one of your best indications of community. That's a significant level of commitment. And I suggest, if you've got supporters, use supporter-only chat. Perhaps let people know it's coming ahead of time if you need to make the switch. What I've found is supporter-only chat allows me to really get to know every single person in my chat. And I need that for my own mental health and connections. And it keeps out all those bad vibes. It sets an investment that if you're gonna be a part of this community, I'm setting the boundary on it that you need to be a supporter. People can gift you subs to let some people in for free, but I'm setting the boundary as the community leader that you've gotta be a supporter in order to join this community. And that makes it special. Now, if you don't have supporters, you can set it to follower-only chat and then transition whenever you get supporters. I also tested and dropped and now I'm very much enjoying community-only games, games with supporters, games with followers. But what I want to make sure you understand here is that you balance this out. If you go overboard and play with followers constantly, you can actually lower the quality of your stream for everybody who's watching. What I do is I do Monday through Friday is my time, my stream, whatever I can make that'll be best for the viewer. Saturday and Sunday, while most people are off of work or have more time, Saturday and Sunday are my community follower supporter games. Jared, thank you for becoming a supporter. I thought you already were a supporter. I don't know why I popped that up, but thank you for becoming a supporter, Jared. Even if you're a small streamer, yes. So you might think supporter-only chat, you can't do that if until you get to be big time, but it's actually the opposite. I think doing supporter-only chat has been the one thing I've changed this year that's made a massive difference in my mental health on stream and in the quality of the community we have. Now, we had a bigger community without supporter chat, but it was low quality. There was people coming in and ranting, moderators going on power trips, people getting banned and muted on every single stream was a mess. And then I didn't feel connected to hardly anybody in the stream. I have a lot less live viewers now and a lot more deep connections. And that's why community building is so important, because it's a two-way relationship. Community does not mean it's all people focusing on one person. To me, community is a two-way relationship. Jesse, welcome to the supporter family. Thank you very much, Jesse University, for becoming a supporter. Another one. I don't know what it did with the supporter, Jared. Yes, I would suggest if you have supporters, immediately plan to make your chat supporter only and give your followers time to transition over, because supporter-only chat also gives a reason to become a supporter. Note that when I was having 100 to 1,000 concurrent viewers on my live streams 6 months ago playing Warzone every day, I had 120 or 160 recurring supporters maximum, and it drifted down to 120. As soon as I switched on supporter-only chat, it steadily went up to now over 280. Supporter only, and my experience on the stream has been way better. So let's keep going through the community so we can get into, we got a lot of other tips I'm going to give you here on the details. And again, if you don't get the community aspect of this right, none of the other stuff I tell you about how to optimize your description and your thumbnail and get offline views and create reels, none of that stuff will matter if you don't make very solid connections with your community. If you don't have people who love what you do and give you that positive reinforcement, and you know who they are and you know why they watch and you know the difference you make in their life. If you don't have that, nothing else will matter. Number one lesson I've learned this year. I've said number one a lot. So for number five, community group. I have a Jerry Banfield supporter group, and this is where I put out things that I don't put out to my entire page. And we're going to talk more about that, but having a community group is where you can make some closer connections while you're offline. A Facebook group, before you have supporters, you can just create a Facebook group. After you have supporters, I suggest you just run a supporter group and don't have multiple groups. Number six, direct messages, especially if you don't have supporters yet or if you are just getting supporters. You should have a lot of your top community members available on direct message. I would say you should have at least whatever the normal number of views you get. Let's say you get 300 views a stream. You should probably have at least 10, 20, 30 people that you've either added as friends, that you've exchanged numbers, that you've gotten that close to. I have my phone number in my supporter group. There's hundreds of people who have access that can text or WhatsApp me anytime that are supporters. And I've added some of the very closest long-term community members as friends on Facebook, and they can direct message me there, and I add people on Discord. What's up, Nick? Nice to see you today. Jesse says, what kind of music do you love? Deadmau5. Electronic dance music is my favorite. What about you, Jesse? Thanks for becoming a supporter today. If you are a streamer, so let's cover the last two of these, and this hits the foundation of community building. If you have other streamers in your community, you definitely want to watch and follow them and give them stars, support them if possible as well. You want those mutual connections. What I've found is that by unfollowing almost everybody I was following before who's not a supporter or not an active member of my community, and then following hundreds now of my supporters who are streamers, and then watching, almost the only people I watch on Facebook gaming are my supporters. Because when I show up into your stream and you're supporting me, you get really excited about it. What I used to do and what I used to see happening a lot in my stream is clout chasing, where you're watching some bigger streamer trying to get people from their stream into your community. I used to do that a lot. I saw a lot of that in my stream. People throwing stars out, looking to essentially constantly promote and bring people out of my community into their community. So what I do today is I focus my attention totally on getting to know, making those mutual relationships. I give 10% of my Facebook gaming income back every month, which means $1,250 worth of stars. This month I've bought, and I send almost all of those stars to people who've supported me that are live streamers. Some to new supporters, more often to the older supporters, and then I throw some out to the community. So once you've got this kind of a foundation for your community, then you're ready to get into all the other tips. And most of the rest of this presentation will be about the rest of these tips. But again, these tips will not work if you don't have a community, if you don't have deep connections with the most top fans. Because if you successfully apply these, as I have, without getting a solid foundation of a community, you will be amazed how fast everything you've built disappears. Brian Grace, nice to see you. Thanks for being a top fan here. Darren Jr. Oates, thank you for following over a year. What's up, Nick Helms? Joseph says, I always say that if I really support something, I have to throw money at them and help them out. Exactly. I feel the same way. If I'm really supporting someone, I need to be investing something worthwhile with them, whether it's stars, being a supporter, or whether it's just my time and hanging out on their live stream. All right, so after you've got your community building firmly in mind, after you've got this firmly in mind, now you're ready. The number one thing you can do to build your community is grow offline. And you'll notice the first one of these, word of mouth, goes right back to your connections. Nicholas Evans, one of the longest supporters here. Nicholas supported me for a year when I quit my stream. He kept hoping I'd come back, and that's emphasizing exactly the value of community. Nicholas Evans with 100 stars, I quit my stream for a year, and Nicholas continued to support, continued I'd hope to come back to gaming, and when I finally opened up and was ready to say, what should I do with myself, Nicholas comes in, says, why don't you go back to gaming? I've been supporting you this whole time, hoping you would. And I had several other people. I had just enough of a community before that lasted for a year of me not streaming. That's the kind of people you want. So let's talk about offline growth. This means when you're not streaming, you are getting followers. You are getting views. Number one for offline growth is word of mouth. How do you get word of mouth? That again goes back to community. If somebody that you have a deep connection with who watches you every single day, and it could just be one person, it could be your mother, it could be your boyfriend, your girlfriend, it could be your children. If you just have one single person that's truly a member of your community and they love you, that one person may single-handedly bring 5 or 10 more members of the community in. It's your mother. Your mother may bring an aunt in. She may bring her boyfriend in. And all of a sudden, you might have 10 concurrent viewers from just your mother watching. Word of mouth is the ideal way to grow offline, because if you're watching something and you're loving it so much that you're talking about it, I mean, that's absolute perfect for every single metric you could hope for, right? Somebody showing their phone to somebody else in person, you're building your network. How do you get word of mouth? You get word of mouth by doing a great job and being really connected with your community And doing things that are a bit unusual can help a lot. Playing unusual games, being a bit of an unusual personality, that all can help a lot with word of mouth. I've gotten a lot of growth on my stream from people just telling their friends and family about my live streams. Second, what's up, Brian Miller? Matt Even, thank you for the share. Second way, and this is how I've popped off in the algorithm where I've seen some of my best growth, and I'll show you the data for how this works. For offline growth, the easiest thing you can do is get your live streams to go out afterwards and bring people in. This has brought, I've went out to probably 10 million people in the last few months off of my Was Live videos. That means after I'm done with my stream, Facebook takes my stream and puts it out to somebody who that Facebook thinks will like it in a newsfeed. Now, you won't get growth on it if the viewer doesn't actually interact with it. But if your live stream, after you're live, goes out and says, Jerry Banfield was live, and whoever sees it actually watches even just a little bit of it and clicks on it or comments, you're looking at your live streams themselves on Facebook pulling in big growth for you. Now, this generally is not something you can do, although technically, of course, I've done it a few times pretty well, getting like 30, 40,000 views on a Warzone stream after it was live. But most of the time, if you're playing the same game every single day or a game that's popular, this is not something that will work for you too much. I'll give you ways you can optimize and try for it, but the main way you're going to get growth on a live stream after you're live is if you're playing something people haven't seen before, or if you're doing a presentation like this that has some really valuable information in it, which I'll show you the analytics on how the last version of this did. Matt says, you're the only one that said my last name right. Nice, Matt Even, good. Jared says, sometimes it's hard for family to even support. Well, that's why it's important for building your community to look around and see who's interested in what you're doing. You need to have at least one person who really cares about your live stream, even from the beginning. And it's not up to you to decide who it should be. It's kind of like dating. You need to try and find someone who might really like your stream, but you can think of what you can do on your live stream to make it something somebody to enjoy. Let's check these next two. So if you're playing the same popular game every day, this one is probably not going to work for you, but word of mouth certainly can, and these last two can be big for you. Videos. Videos are things that you upload or take from the highlights from the Creator Studio, and you put those out as a video. Videos, especially if you're playing the same game every day, can do really well to get you some offline growth, because most people, if they see your 5-hour live stream when you were live playing Warzone, are not going to watch that. But if you take the best 3 minutes of that 5-hour live stream and put that out as a clip, a lot more people will be willing to watch that. And when they watch that, then they may come into your live stream. The best video that worked for me this year was taking a clip, a tutorial. I did a 10-minute tutorial during my live stream showing how to do the downtown Easter egg solo and get Juggernaut and Specialist every time. That one video really helped my live streams pop off because that was a very valuable tutorial. I put that out there. My existing community loved it, and then it went out much farther on Facebook. Now, the last thing for offline growth that's new compared to the last presentation I did is Reels. I'm going to show you two of my supporters who've gotten hundreds, and sometimes one's gotten hundreds of followers from what I've seen, and the other one's gotten thousands of followers from their Reels. If you can make a Reel, it's one of the best ways you can grow right now in terms of it doesn't take that much time and it can get you a lot of followers. Jason Mayo, thank you very much for the big share bomb, Jason. Let's take a look at my analytics here so we can see more from my dashboard, because I want to explain some of the things with data that I just gave you in more of a general term. So if you look at, this is my September 1st to October 31st. This is the data that generated $12,000+ for me on Facebook gaming. It's these minutes watched, the video engagement, the followers. This is what generated that income. And there's a few things that I want you to notice. One of the main things you should notice about this is that the majority of my views, over 80% of my views, were on videos. Now note, that counts live streams after they were live. So the majority of people who watched what I created on Facebook, the majority watched it after I was live. And that's the number one point you need to get. Once you've got community building down, this is what you need to understand. 80% of my views coming while I'm not live. If you're just depending on people to watch while you're live, even if you stream 8 hours a day, that's 16 hours a day that you're not live. If you're getting people watching videos, was live streams, and reels, those can go out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if you're creating like I am, you really want yourself to be able to take a day off or a week off. And this is why you want to go for offline growth. Not focus on your live stream as your growth method, but your live stream is really your conversion method. So you put out live streams and videos and reels that get discovered and bring people in. Then when they actually show up in your live stream, then you make a deeper relationship and convert them from a viewer into a member of the community. If you'll notice also, I did no paid ads on here, and I've tried a lot. I've spent over $100,000 on Facebook ads in 2014, 15, and 16, and 17. And I suggest do not use any paid ads at all for your page. And you'll notice I'm leading by example. No paid ads at all on my page. This is all organic traffic driven primarily through, if you look, 70% of people watching are not following me. And that's where growth opportunities are. 28% followers with 71% non-followers. If almost all your views are followers, that means you're struggling to get out there in the algorithm to other people that are interested in watching. That shows that there's opportunities to change and modify what you do a little bit so that you can get out there a little further. You'll notice some big ups and downs where videos went viral. I also got featured twice by Facebook Gaming. Now, I'll let you know, though, those features did not do that much to actually grow my following. Those features actually inflated my live views a little bit. Really, without those features, I'd have had about 90 to 95% of my views would have been while I was offline. That means for every viewer that's here now, if I don't look at the views while I'm on my live stream, but Joe and Brady Cooter, thank you very much for the 200 stars. I'm so glad you've been able to see this right when you made it into level up. I wish somebody would have had information for me like this, which is why I'm doing it to give you this information. You'll notice you don't want to be fixated on the number of live viewers, because I don't even look at my live viewers. Odds are for every one person watching this live right now, 20 people will watch this after it's live. And that's what you want to go for. What's up, Reef de God Senior? Nice to see you today, fellow streamer. So let me show you, these are my top live streams in that period, September 1st to October 31st. That period has driven the income that you're seeing here today. So if you look at this, you'll note every single one of my top, these include streams and videos, every single one of my most watched pieces of content is a live stream. And two of these were featured by Facebook Gaming. This one was featured by Facebook Gaming, and this one was featured by Facebook Gaming. Note that this is beautiful data. This Top Gun, I played a Nintendo Entertainment System from 1987. I played Top Gun for 46 minutes. My Top Gun stream that I did 46 minutes got more minutes viewed than being featured on the front page of Facebook Gaming for over 3 hours. This information is hopeful for you because you don't need that big of a following to pop off. And even if it's just to go off 10 times or 100 times as much as you usually do, this is possible on your live stream. You don't need to be featured. All of these streams, none of them was longer than an hour and a half. And this one, in fact, I played Bad Boys Miami Takedown for just over an hour. This one got double the minutes watched compared to being featured on the front page of Facebook Gaming. That's breakthrough information. I actually talked with a member of the Facebook research team. They were wondering, how are you doing this? How is this happening? We haven't even seen this before. This is good information for you. Now you'll notice one of these stands out. My presentation last month got more views than being featured with my wife on the front page of Facebook Gaming for 2 hours. This presentation, the version of this I did last month, got more views than being featured on the front page of Facebook Gaming. That all happened because my live stream was watchable after I was live. And for some reason, the Facebook algorithm, if you make a live stream that works also as a video replay, it gives you a big boost in the algorithm. If you get anything out of this presentation, if you can essentially film your live streams like they're a video, they can really go off. Let me show you in more detail about these analytics. And again, this is all about getting you to think differently about your live streams. Let's look at this live stream right here. This is the Bad Boys Miami Takedown. This is the one I showed you in the last 2 months. This live stream has got the most minutes watched, most 1 minute views, most 3 second video views, and the most engagement. Out of all the streams I've done, it did better in a 1 hour live stream than 2 features by Facebook Gaming, even getting my pretty wife on stream for some extra clicks. It did better than 2 features on Facebook Gaming combined. And this is what is unsuspected. You'll look, if you just evaluated the information I'm about to show you here, this stream at 150 peak live viewers, 108 reactions, 75 comments, supporter only chat, 22 shares, 3,600 views while live. Now, if you just looked at this stream while it was live and you just looked at concurrent viewers and you just considered the reactions, most any streamer with my size of a community and followers would look at that as an utter failure. Only 100 reactions, only 75 comments. You only peaked at 150 live viewers. This stream compared to most any of my Warzone streams for December 2020 to May 2021, a stream like this just on the live analytics, I would have said I'm never doing anything like this again. Now look what happened. You saw 3,600 views while live. Now look at this. 308,000 3 second video views over the next 2 months. Thousands of dollars in ad revenue earned on that alone. Not to mention all the supporters and all the stars that came in to my other live streams because of that. Liam says, show us the Where's Waldo stream data. Hey, Reef, you are in the right place. I'll answer any questions you've got while I'm live here. You see how that went from 3,000 to 300,000? That is really cool. And let me show you more details. So here's what happened. The first day, this got about 10,000 views. Again, I didn't see anything special right away. I'm like, after I ended the live stream, it had like 3,600 views, which that's lower than most streams I've done this year. But then by the end of the day, it was up to 10,000 views. I'm like, that's cool. That's doing pretty well. The next day, it got 102,000 views, primarily in the news feed and the watch page. That's where the magic happened. And then it continued to put in like 50,000 the next day, 30,000 the day after that. Facebook decided, the algorithm decided that this is a hot viral video. Based on just this little bit of initial data with these comments and then a little bit of follow-up data, Facebook put this out big time in the newsfeed. And you'll notice the average watch time is only 34 seconds, but think about it from Facebook's point of view. The average watch time was 34 seconds. If what Facebook wants to do when it's putting things out in the algorithm, it wants to put things out that people spend time and energy in. And if you can get something that a big audience will, on average, put 34 seconds into, that's a winner. David already was a supporter. I'll take it again. David is now a supporter again. Let's go, David. Thank you for continuing to be a supporter, David. We've had some really good conversations on our stream. Reef DeGod Sr. says, why do the reactions never match the reactions on the right-hand side of the screen? Don't worry about that. I don't know. Facebook does various things with the reactions. Don't worry about stuff like that. It's really important as a streamer. There's so many data points you could look at. I'm helping you with this. Focus on the data points that really matter. Chris Smith just became a supporter. Let's go, Chris. Are you new? Or did the live notification just get you in now? If you're new, please say hi in the chat and help us get to know you. And if you're old, let me get to know you even better. Mark, what's up, Mark? Nice to see you today. Mark says, how's things, Jerry? I'll be watching this back once it's up. Just thought I'd pop in quickly. Thank you very much, Mark. And that is what I'm going for on my live streams. On all the streams except the supporter streams that I do on the weekends, on all the rest of my streams, I aim to make them watchable from start to finish. And this bad boy stream was watchable from start to finish for a small percentage of the viewers. And that's what you're going for. And here's, so where you get to this in here, you click on insight to get to this, and then it'll take you up here and take you up here. And this is what you need to watch. Which one of your live streams actually gets lots of views after you're live? And you'll notice if you're just getting, if you're playing the same game every day, you're likely getting most of your views from followers. But if you want to grow, you need to get your views from recommendations. Recommendations is where your video pops up on Facebook in the newsfeed organically. It pops up in the watch page organically. That's the golden ticket to your community growth while you're offline. And in order to do that, all you need to do is make a live stream that somebody might watch. Let's say 1 out of 1,000 people would watch from start to finish. That Facebook has some data about who to put that out in front of you. Reef says, I'll see my stream at a glance, 60 reactions, but when I go to the dashboard, it'll say 366. Yeah, don't worry about that. It doesn't matter. I don't even look into, I have no idea how many reactions this has, how many live viewers I have. It doesn't matter because I'm aiming this for an audience that will watch indefinitely. And I'm here to answer questions while I'm live, but this is essentially me filming a video live. Hey, thank you very much, Rick, for the 100 stars with the fantastic comment as well. Rick says, I think you're good for Facebook. You're teaching people and getting people interested in streaming. I don't know why the algorithm won't bump your stats up. The algorithm is bumping my stats up, but it's not doing it in the way you're used to. The one downside to my strategy of making my streams watchable while I'm not live is that I often do things that the live algorithm doesn't, and especially the supporter only chat also limits the live algorithm because you don't have people coming in and talking as much. I'm optimizing for this because there's a lot more opportunity here. And it doesn't matter to me how many people are watching live. This is what I want. This is what I care about, is going out to that 300,000 views. Dustin, thank you very much for becoming a supporter. Chris Smith just helping us get to know you. Chris said, had the support, been watching you forever, and just started streaming yourself. I'm so glad you could catch this, Chris. Thank you for supporting. I've got a bonus right now. Facebook's giving me $20 for every single new supporter. Thank you for triggering that. Dustin, thank you very much for becoming a supporter. I'd love to get to know you in the chat as well. So I don't even care about the live algorithm because this offline after I'm live algorithm is driving so much that it does way more than the live algorithm ever did for me, even when I was crushing the live algorithm. This is so much more powerful because as soon as you take your stream offline, the live algorithm stops. And then you go into the after live algorithm, which has incredible power. So let me show you, for example, this is the exact same presentation I did last time, a month ago. Reef DeGas Sr., thank you very much for helping build the community with a gift subscription, my man. Appreciate you. This is what I did, the same one last time. We peaked at 191 live viewers, 264 reactions, 184 comments, 45 shares, 7.2 thousand views. Now, that actually is more than I get on most of my live streams unless I play Warzone and play solos. But again, same thing with this one. I'm barely noticing these 7,000 views and how many, I don't even know how many people are watching concurrently. I'm not even paying attention to that. This is what I'm paying attention to. This video got 65,000 views or almost 60,000 more views after I was live. The average watch time on this, 52 seconds, which is huge. This is what I'm looking at. Now note on this one, it didn't go off like a rocket like that Bad Boys one, but for about a week, it steadily got 10,000 views a day in from the algorithm. And that's what I'm going for again on this stream. So I don't care whether this stream, while I'm live, gets 1,000, 5,000, or 10,000. It doesn't really matter because what really matters for this stream is how is it going to perform over the next week after I'm live. That's what really matters. There's way more views available there. And this one, my existing followers actually really liked this to see the inside of my business system. And now doing this a second time, it's not new to people, but it has new information and it can go out. More than likely, this stream will have very similar statistics again. And this is getting me out to other gaming streamers. I want my community filled with gaming streamers because I've got a lot of help to offer to gaming streamers. I got a lot of stars. And this video went out to just the right people to build my community. That's another consideration. Malone, thank you very much for the share. Another consideration you want to have is who is your video going out to? A video like this, even if it gets a lot less views than, say, that Bad Boy stream, this video will go out to the exact right people that I want to get in front of, just like this last one did. This is a audience that is overly influential and worth having. I want to get out there to fellow streamers, because fellow streamers who love my stream make great community members for me, expand my network, and allow me to pass my message to other streamers who can then pass it to their communities. It builds an exceptional level of influence and connection for all of us. So that's why this works so well, is because I'm thinking long-term instead of short-term. I'm thinking, how do I get... Hey, we got another supporter today, Jacob Matthews. Hell yeah, welcome to the stream, Jacob. Thank you very much for becoming a supporter. We're blowing that supporter community up. And you'll notice what I talked about community, I get way less concurrent viewers on my streams today. Thank you very much, Dustin, for the first time stars here as well as becoming a supporter. Absolutely love it, Dustin. If you just became a supporter and you're having trouble chatting, close the app and reopening. Close it and reopen it, and it should let you chat if for some reason it doesn't. Chris says, I watched your last multi-hour presentation on this. Nice. I'm doing another version of this so that this one can be a bit shorter because I'm competing with myself. I look back at that last stream and I'm like, man, that was almost 3 hours. We need to shorten this down a bit And if I shorten this down a bit, I think this can go off even harder in the algorithm. Reeve says, you're looking at the bigger picture and it's boosting you. Yes. And I'm also getting out to audiences where nobody's competing for those audiences. Like that Bad Boy stream went out because the Facebook algorithm had a bunch of people it thought might like it, and it didn't have any other Bad Boys live streams to show them. Big Easy Gaming, thank you very much for inviting your viewers to join the stream. Core Gaming, thank you very much for the share. Reef said, this is phenomenal. I love to hear that. And I love all the positive reinforcement I get in here because that's what keeps me motivated and that's what keeps me showing up. All right, so let's get to these power tips. I've shown you data on what worked for my live stream. I've given you the essentials of community building. Now let's look at these power tips to go even deeper. Number one, and we're gonna go into this in depth in a minute because I've already covered a couple of these other ones. I'm suggesting you post 100% live streams, videos, and reels. That when you add live streams, videos, and reels together, that's 100% of what you post on your page. I'm suggesting that you post zero pictures, zero text posts, and zero of any other thing besides live streams, videos, and reels. I'll explain more on that in a minute. Second power tip, test a lot of different games. There are certain games you can play that you will blow up on the algorithm. And there are other games you can play where you're basically wasting your time. And the only reason you'd play that game is because you're having fun with it, which is valuable, and it's a balancing act. The ideal balance is to play games you have fun at, that people enjoy watching, that the algorithm has a demand for. That's a tough balance to achieve sometimes, but that's why you keep testing. Third tip I'll share is always share your live streams. One thing that helps me get a lot more live views is sharing my live streams to my story. I'll show you how to do that in just a second. And fourth power tip, do supporter or follower only chat. One of the worst things that can happen on your live stream is that you get people coming in criticizing you, and often the first sign you'll get that your stream is getting out there, you'll get a negative attention-seeking behavior is what I call it, where people come in, criticize your gameplay, criticize your appearance, get in fights with other people in your community. Supporter-only chat totally annihilated that on my stream without the need. I have no moderators on my live stream. I just, supporter-only chat totally moderates it, and you can use follower-only chat if you don't have it. It helps a lot to have good vibes on the stream. What's up, Johnny Hayward? Nice to see you today. Jacob says, good info. Thanks, man. My great pleasure. Thank you for supporting. All right, let's look at, here's a tip that can help you get watched a lot more while you're live and or after you're live. So on every one of your live videos, you can do this on your mobile or your desktop. When you click share, using this as your page, you need to be using this as your page. And you can do the same thing on your personal profile or other pages. But the main place I do this that works, I use this on my page, and then I click share to your story. This allows my stream to pop up in my story, which thousands of people see every day, and it has a link to go watch. Now, most people just scroll by, but what happens, I'll get something occasionally that'll really trigger people, generally in the good, that when somebody sees it in the story, they click watch on it. And all of a sudden, somebody who may not have seen me in the newsfeed at all clicked on my story, goes in to actually watch a video. Now I'm getting all that good stuff happening. Minutes watched. And that's what helps my videos get the initial push after I'm live. I often don't even share to story while I'm live so I can focus on this showing up and being on the stream. As soon as I go offline, I click share to story, and then the stories that people actually like and click on get me boosted higher up in the story algorithm. So a lot of my stories are kind of duds. People don't like the game or don't care, but then you get a game like Bad Boys, you get a presentation like this. Then a bunch of people click the story, a bunch of people put time watched on the video as soon as it's after it's live, and then that helps it go off in the algorithm. And this will work even if you've got 100 followers and you're new to level up. Jesse Norman is back, one of the top supporters on the stream. Thank you very much for another 500 stars. Okay Daddy Shark is his streaming name. Nice to see you back here. All right, so I said this was my post for 60 days, but this is actually my post for 90 days. What just happened? Ricky is now a supporter. Let's go, Ricky. Thank you very much for becoming a supporter. Did you get that gift sub or did you sign up for it? Joe, what's up, Joe? Nice to see you today. Jacob says, does sharing to Facebook groups help any? I personally only share my very most relevant streams to my own supporter group. Nathan Gregg, Blackskin Light 69 HD. That's his stream name. He's in the house. Good to see you, Nathan. I was saying yesterday that the way you talk is really catchy. Like your annotation to it. Chris, thank you for cranking that stars party up. I personally don't share to any Facebook groups most of my streams. I don't think sharing to Facebook groups helps that much unless you really sell people on why they should watch it. Just spamming, by spamming, I mean thoughtlessly sharing your stream to a bunch of groups, not considering about whether they'd actually like to watch it, but just, you know, let me share this to six groups because it might get some more views. That, from what I see, doesn't do anything useful most of the time. Now, if you share, if you have one group that is extremely relevant to, and when you click share, you actually explain why somebody might like to watch it, then that could do some good. But just kind of sharing it all over the place doesn't do much good. I almost never watch in that scenario. Joseph says, Stars Party, I've never seen that before. It is like the hype train on Twitch. That's brand new. Joe Del Bracco, the fourth. Good to see you here. All right, so remember I said back here, I said post 100% live streams, videos, and reels. This is one thing I do drastically different than the majority of Facebook gaming creators, and this is based on the data I've seen of years of data and looking carefully at all my insights. These are the posts I've made over the last few months. Actually, maybe 90 days, but it might be 60. I don't know. But since September 1st, I've made 109 live streams and 12 videos. Zero picture. Actually, technically, David, thank you for the 100 stars, keeping this star party going. Technically, I made one picture post and almost immediately regretted it and deleted it. So I'm putting that as zero. And zero text posts and 10 reels. What's up, Lisa? Nice to see you today. Martha, what's up, Martha? What you'll notice is I put dollar signs next to each of these posts, too. Now, some, oh, it's all about the money, what you post. Like, well, if you want to be a streamer, you ought to pay attention to what you post and how your income comes in. And these are the relative amounts of income I've got by post. Almost all my dollars I've earned out of the over 12,000, almost all my dollars earned has came in through the 109 live streams I've done. I also earned some decent dollars on the 12 videos I uploaded. Now, if you just looked at this, you might wonder, why don't I put more videos up? I'm testing putting some more videos up in November and December because I can make videos faster than doing live streams in a lot of cases, but we're testing that now. But you'll know the majority of the income, live streams. And that's because on, and that's not just while I was live, but that includes live streams after I was live. In fact, the at least probably half the income is after I was live. I have not done any picture or text posts because these don't make any money. And not only that, but these I have shown very clearly in the past, these posts can sabotage these posts. And a lot of especially small streamers I watch, your pictures and your texts are sabotaging your lives and your videos and you don't even realize it. But I'm gonna explain it to you now. I also put up 10 reels. I'm not putting up reels anymore unless I get a burning desire to put one up. Just putting reels up for me personally doesn't seem like a good use of my time because my lives and videos are doing so well. However, if your lives and videos aren't going off that much, reels may do good for you. We're going to go into that. Now, let me show you by comparison. You saw what I put up, 109 live streams, 12 videos, and 10 reels. Meanwhile, this is what I've seen in my newsfeed. I just went in my newsfeed today. I'm following over 100 supporters who are streamers, and I'm following a few others that are not supporters but who've helped me in one way or another. So most of this here is from supporters who are streamers. Most of those people I'm supporting, I'd say everybody that's supporting, now there's one that has over a few hundred thousand followers. Most everybody who's supporting me has between 200, like the majority of people I'm following, that are supporting me, the majority have between 200 followers and maybe 3,000 followers. There's a few that have more than that, much more than that, but that's the majority. And the majority of my newsfeed is from streamers who have anywhere from a few hundred to a few thousand followers. And this is what I saw in my newsfeed every day, and it's this data that helped me get to here. 8 videos, 7 live nows, 5 was live. So that's 12 live streams in one form or another. Now you see this here? 8 videos, 7 live now, 5 was lives. And this is the most underappreciated. This is why what I have been doing works so well. 5 was lives popped up in my newsfeed, but nothing that really got me excited to watch it. Facebook puts these in the newsfeed much more than it seems to put these preferentially in the newsfeed for one reason or another. And this is a huge opportunity that often is not capitalized on. But all of these are prime earning potential. If I'm watching somebody's video, they can be earning ad revenue or a new follow and get very likely for me to get in the live stream. Same thing on the Was Lives. You'll notice the majority of my news feed though, you'll notice this total is 20. I guess it's split 50-50 if you don't count reels. I also saw 12 pictures and 8 text posts in my news feed. Now think about it this way. If I'm following you, and let's say Facebook is just going to give you 2 spots in my newsfeed out of 40-something posts I looked at, would you rather I see your picture, your text post, your live, or your video? Think about that. If you're making money on these, and Facebook's showing these in the spots where you could be making money and getting the right kind of followers, you're sabotaging yourself by putting a bunch of pictures up. You're competing with yourself. What I notice especially small streamers do is post too much without enough consideration. And I'm going to give you a better way to do it. For example, I saw somebody I'm following in the newsfeed 3 times today. They did a picture post, a video, and a live stream. And what I'm going to say is they could have taken the picture of their dog and put that as the thumbnail or the initial image for their live stream or for one of those videos. They didn't need to do a dedicated picture of their dog because, let me put it to you this way. Do you care about seeing somebody you don't know's dog? Are you going to follow somebody in the newsfeed that you've never seen before because they put up a picture of their dog? No, you're not. Every single thing you put up should be something relevant to somebody who's never seen you before. In your dog pictures, your updates about your family and friends, these are not things that are relevant to the general population. And if you want your posts to go out more in the newsfeed, you need to put things out that Facebook can recommend to the general population. And every single thing you post that's not relevant to the general population is going to lower your potential reach. And you're going to compete with yourself. If you only have one spot in my newsfeed, what do you want to come up? You want a picture of your dog to come up? A text post ranting about how much Facebook gaming sucks? I've unfollowed people over quite a few of those before. Or do you want your most recent video or live stream to come up where you could actually get me into your stream? I made this change after I noticed my own text and picture posts were coming up on my personal profile's newsfeed more than my own live streams, and I realized I'm screwing myself with these picture and text posts. And not in a good, fun way where I get an orgasm. I'm screwing myself in more of like, you know, an unpleasant, purely hurtful violation kind of way. And that's why you can go so much farther. Just put lives and videos and maybe reels up. If you have something you want to write about in a text post, put it as a description for your next live stream. For example, if your family member just died, put that in the description of your next live stream instead of doing a separate text post. For example, I saw somebody who just lost a family member post, and they did this dedicated text post. Now think about it this way. If you're going to write something that will get a lot of reaction, wouldn't you rather get that energy on your live stream instead of on a text post? Use that for your next live stream. And you might say, well, okay, Jerry, I got to go to the funeral. I'm not going to be able to stream for a few days. Good. Just don't post anything until you get back from the funeral and can live stream. And then you drop the entire story in your live. And all of a sudden, your live will go out to a bunch more people. And then you can have a truly meaningful conversation on stream about it instead of this superficial text conversation. So I suggest anything you would put in a picture or text, push that into your thumbnails. If it's a picture, push the text into your description of your lives. And if you are going to write a great post, make sure it goes out in your live stream instead of just by itself. And you can also put pictures or text in your stories. Stories have a different algorithm than the rest of the news feed that won't affect your live. So you can put pictures or text in your stories. Remember how I said before, you could have a community group like a Facebook group or a supporter group. You can also put picture or text post directly into your supporter group or your community group or on Instagram. Long story short, do not put pictures and text out on your main page. Don't put pictures into thumbnails, put text into live descriptions, and then anything you don't want to put out that way, you can put it out on a more personal note to your community in your Facebook group, on your personal page, and Instagram. Reef says, about to delete my text posts. I do it, definitely. You don't need to necessarily go back and delete all of them, but here's what I've noticed in the news feed. I'll look through my news feed and I'm following somebody and they put up a text post that says, I'm going to be live in a minute. And that comes up instead of their live stream. Nick is back. Nick, I saw you sent me a text. What's up, Nick? I'm so happy Nick is back again. We did a co-stream together a few months ago. Nick was the first person to buy a co-stream with me. Thank you for supporting again. Appreciate you being here. Looking forward to chatting with you again. Yes, I've seen it. This is one of the worst thing that even streamers with communities and followings bigger than mine are doing the same thing. Now, I'm following a big streamer, more followers than me, and I noticed in their algorithm, I saw two or three videos from them and only one picture. So even though they don't completely abstain from pictures, from my point of view, they ought to stop posting pictures altogether on their page as well, especially since they're grinding out so many videos. They should completely cut the pictures and text posts from their page. Almost every streamer I see would be better cutting pictures and text posts completely from the feed. What's up, Israel? Nice to see you today. Reef says, can you go back and change your thumbnail? I'm not sure if you can change it after it's... Yes. You can. You can go into the Creator Studio, the same place I was back here. So Reef asked if you can change your thumbnail. Yes, so what you can do is click on the individual post right here, click the post right here, and then go click Edit Post. And it definitely allows me as a partner to do this. It should also allow you in Level Up to do this. I know you can't put the thumbnail on Level Up, but I'm going to give you a way to do that thumbnail even if you're in Level Up. Mike, thank you very much for the video clip, Mike. All right, so we've explained, these are some of the most, I've spent a lot of time on some of the most critical information here. No more text and picture posts on your main page. You can put them other places. Get the picture and text into your videos and lives. All right, let's keep it moving because we've got about half of this presentation to go and I got about 30 more minutes for my AA meeting. So one of the best, Nick, close your app and reopen it. Thank you very much for the 100 stars, Nick. Close your app and reopen it and it'll let you chat. If you want to grow and you're disappointed or frustrated with what your videos and live streams are doing, and you feel like there's potential, one of the best places you can get some new followers is to post Reels. Reels are brand new on Facebook. You may not even have access to them yet. They're still so new. Reels are hot. I'm seeing one of the best ways for small streamers to get to 1,000 followers is to crank out some Reels. Reels are up to 30-second vertical videos. This should be in 1080 by 1920. And this is the easiest path to 1,000 followers that I see right now. This is one of the best places that if you don't have, even let's say you don't have 1,000 followers, that you could potentially get out to millions of people on Facebook. I'll show you two examples of supporters doing this. Number one, go get your Shine Box. He's put out 26 reels and he's gotten over 1,000 followers from his reels. He was doing lots of streams before that. Once he started creating these reels, his reels, you'll notice this one's got 1 million views. This one's got 500,000. This one, he had a hot streak with reels where 4 of his reels in a row went off. Now, some of his more recent reels haven't been going off as much. And he may have just hit this at the right time with a great video when the algorithm was brand new, or this may be something that he's going to be able to keep doing over and over again. He said there's not as many people as he'd like that are following off Reels that are transitioning to live viewers, but his live viewers and his views on his streams are definitely consistently up from what they were before, and it's doing great to get him discovered. Another example, Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith streams. Mr. Smith has put on hundreds of followers from his reels. You'll notice he had this one here that got almost 1 million views. And you'll notice some getting a few hundred, but what you can see is his reels are consistently going out to people that aren't following him. And if you want to grow while you're offline, you need to get out to people who aren't following you. Now, I'd suggest on Mr. Smith, you'll notice these reels with these huge bars on the screen were not nearly as good quality, which is why they didn't go off as much. But you'll notice these, where he's actually zoomed in on the game and got his face up top, this one actually went viral here. Now, me personally, I have made 10 or 11 reels, and both of them have got 10 times as many views on their reels as I have gotten on my reels. So that says to me, I don't need to bother with Reels. I'll let you guys go out and hustle and grab your followers on Reels. I'll just stick to doing what's already working really well for me, is putting out the lives and the was lives and the presentations like this. Martha says, you got it together. I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do to make money. I've struggled a whole lot to get to the point where I'm at today. So I appreciate your feedback, Martha. All right, let's look at, these are the live stream essentials. Now, I've put these towards the back of the presentation because these are things that once you've got all the rest of this down, these can take you to the next level. And these will help you execute on the ideas I've already given you. Number one, write a good title and description. Something that's not a good title and description is something that's irrelevant to somebody who's not following you. For example, I can't stand when I see titles like, you got mentioned in a comment. And I mean, I've seen some people with pretty big communities put that stuff out there. And it might work to get a few more clicks on the notifications. It's dead in the news feed, though. It's dead afterwards. You're not going to get like anything on the Was Live algorithm after that. I'll show you some examples of my titles and my descriptions to give you something that has proven very effective. And you can just look at some of my posts and see the different ways I've done my descriptions. I've tried writing really long descriptions. I've tried the shorter, very focused descriptions seem to work better. Second thing you can do is optimize your appearance. You'll notice I'm wearing my shirt off because it works. And I just bought $160 of new lights to help me look like a complete sexy beast instead of the ghostly figure I was looking like before. These nice warm lights bring the color of my skin out and they help me look so much better. I watched the stream I did before this, before I set these new lights up. Oh God, I look so much better now. So optimize your appearance however you can. I have these bare shoulders, although I do have shorts on in case the camera falls, although I started the bare shoulders totally nude. I started to get paranoid the camera would fall, so we've got shorts on. That, and if I need to suddenly run out of the studio or if somebody suddenly comes in, it's nice I'm not naked. So Oh, this optimizing my appearance combined with titles and descriptions was the first thing I did that really started to get my stream to pop in the live algorithm. You've got most streamers are not optimizing their appearance, not writing good titles and descriptions, not using good thumbnails. If you are writing good titles and descriptions, optimizing your appearance, you have a big chance for success. Thanks a lot, Joseph. And by optimize your appearance, the ideal scenario is that your appearance by itself stands out. And this is why you'll see some of the girls pushing their boobs up in the thumbnails. It works. It definitely works. Whatever you can do to get people to come into your stream, I've worn Batman, Captain America, Thor, Deadpool. I've worn all kinds of costumes, and that worked to get me to go off in the algorithm. The key is to figure out what are you going to do with your appearance that'll help you stand out, but it'll also feel uniquely you. And I like just having the bare shoulders. It works consistently for me. Joseph says, can't hate the boobs, right? Israel says, thanks for the shorts. And the last thing you can do with your live stream is make the was live version of this watchable, as I've said a bunch of times, so we don't need to go in on that. All right, tips on how to actually write your description out. The first sentence is the most important. You should put more effort into the first sentence than you do the entire rest of the description. The first sentence is almost all somebody's going to read who doesn't know you already. And if somebody already does know you, the first sentence is where you help them decide, is this something I want to watch or not something I want to watch? And this is why if you've got some toxic, crazy text post to share, put that in your live description, get your live stream to pop off and go viral instead of your text post. In your description, if you're playing different games, it's very nice to include the game, and I pretty much just include the game. I'll show you my descriptions. The third power trick to put in here is to add a bio with the most relevant facts about yourself to help people relate to you. And I'll show you how I do this. This live stream, this here is the most successful live stream or video I've uploaded on Facebook. Organically, I advertised some videos and got them to go viral a few years ago. They got millions of views. This one is the most successful I've ever had organically. Did it almost 4 months ago. Look at this first sentence description. GoldenEye on Nintendo 64. See how simple that was? I literally wrote one sentence. The rest of this is what I put on almost every one of my live streams. You'll notice on my newer live streams, I've simplified my description a little bit more. But you'll see in my bio, I have 7 years sober. I have relevant facts about myself. Now, I've changed my bio up a little bit a bunch of times, but my bio is basically copy and paste on every stream. I've since taken out having multiple links, and I've just put my supporter link because that's what I really want is that supporter. You'll see, here's a slightly different example. This is the second most viral stream I've had. This GoldenEye one, if you look at the last version of the presentation I did, this GoldenEye stream got over 800,000 views almost all after I was live. This NBA Jam one got over 700,000, same scenario. You notice this one literally put the name of the game, Super Nintendo. Then I put a little context. If somebody watched the last version, I put a little context to help us understand. Same thing here, copy and paste description. People often notice and care about my sobriety, marriage, children, etc. And here's a description, a newer version that I was doing, a more simple version where I cut the bio down and just put a link in, and since then I've switched it to supporter. I couldn't be bothered to change those photos and spend an extra 20 minutes putting new versions of that in. Martha, you're picturing someone breaking into my office and seeing me naked, right? Well, sometimes people are over at the house, mostly my family, and they come in the office unexpectedly. Not that often. All right, so let me show you where to write this in the description, and I'll also show you where to set the supporter chat. So if you want to put your title in, I take the first sentence of my live stream, I put that in as the title. Also, you tag the game and you can put your thumbnail down here and use a persistent stream key. This is where you get this very important information in here. And you'll notice that when you are following me and you're getting notifications, you'll notice that all these different with playing these different games, I get a lot of different notification text that goes out. It's not Warzone solos every single day. One day it's Mario. It helps to keep it fresh. One thing you can do, if you go down in the settings, you can set your chat. You go to comments. This is how you actually set supporter only chat. Notice you can also set follower, and Facebook just added some new options. You can make people follow you for at least 10 minutes. It's got some new options that, to me, are not as good as supporter only chat. All right, couple of quick technical details on here, and then we'll go into the thumbnail. I figure if you're watching this much in, I want to make sure these are some things you may have already figured out, but I'll show you what I'm using. I use OBS for live streaming. I tried Streamlabs OBS, and I much prefer OBS. Right now, I'm streaming and recording. It's only using 2% of my processor. I do have a nice new processor that, thanks to all you gave, I was able to afford. I started my stream on a much cheaper, like $600 streaming machine off of Facebook Marketplace. And on that machine, it was very important that I not blow unnecessary processing power. I can't stand watching streams where the stream is choppy, where it's dropping frames, where things are messed up on it. That's almost always because you're using too much of your processing power. Use OBS to keep your processing power to minimum. Streamlabs OBS has a bunch of extra stuff that hogs the processing power. And then for your alerts, I like Stream Elements. It's totally free. They're not trying to sell you on Streamlabs Prime all the time the way they are on Streamlabs. Use OBS, use Stream Elements. Works a lot better. Craig Jones, what's up, Craig? I'm doing fantastic. Sharon, what's working for me on Facebook Gaming? How are you doing, Craig? Third thing, if you're doing a dual PC setup, you can use NDI to stream on OBS from one to another. It works really well. Most of my Warzone streams I did on NDI. I'd play on a dedicated gaming machine, use NDI to stream it over to my dedicated streaming machine, and then it works really well that way. That way, if the gaming machine crashes or locks up, I can just reload it and just have a background on my stream. I don't have to crash my stream too. For a capture card, I really like the Elgato HD60S. Grateful for the supporter who sent that, even though they don't watch anymore and got all butt hurt at one thing or another on my live stream. Much love to them. Thanks for that Elgato HD60S when I had such a cheap stream setup. And I use the Elgato Cam Link as well. The Elgato Cam Link works much better than I got these cheaper, like $20, $40 capture cards off Amazon. Cam Link works a lot better. And I use a Canon R800 camera. One of the best things you can upgrade to optimize your appearance is get a real camera instead of a webcam. The Canon R800, I researched a bunch. It's the cheapest camera I've found that works really good. I got this for $200 off of Facebook Marketplace. It was used to film funerals previously, and now look at it. It's doing great, isn't it? These are my OBS settings, 1920, 1080, 60, CBR 6000, 2 keyframe. Pretty straightforward things, but just to make sure, if you're doing all this other stuff but your live stream looks like crap, then you're really wasting your time and energy. All right, let's check out the thumbnail. Now, I know currently if you're a level up streamer, you don't get to put a thumbnail on there, but I'll give you, all you need to do is essentially start your stream with a thumbnail background, put your face on and smile, hit go live, start talking, keep looking at the camera, and it'll pull a thumbnail from those first few frames. And that's why you got some of the girls up there like this, they get them boobies and they're going like that for the beginning of the stream. That's how they do it. Now, if you're a partner, you can actually, and hopefully they're going to put that back on Level Up, where you can actually upload your own thumbnail. I suggest make sure you have a unique thumbnail that stands out in one way or another on almost all of your streams. I'll show you some different recipes. If you got a new game, it's so easy. If you're doing variety streams like me, you can just literally take a screenshot of the starting screen for the game, throw that up there. If you're playing the same game, I'll show you how to use pixels for custom designs. So this is a thumbnail I did. Look at the difference in the camera. Look how much better I look. Literally, all I changed was the lighting. I didn't change anything else. I didn't get a tan. Literally, all I changed was the lighting. Look at the difference. Look at the difference. So this is how I do my thumbnails now. Get a game, get up there. That got 60,000 views, went out to like 200 plus thousand people, mostly not even following me. Very simple formula. Now, if you play the same game every day, one thing you can do to spice your thumbnails up, go to Pexels, grab an HD background, throw that behind, smile, and start. What works better if you're playing, that's free. This is totally free and very easy to do. You can grab these off of Pexels, which is copyright free. You're allowed to use it. Long story short. Craig, I'm glad you're funny. Johnny says better not be talking about my stream. Hey, you will want me to talk about your stream, right? This is what works better. If you're playing the same game every day, go on Fiverr and get a thumbnail for $5. And then just tell them to leave it blank where you're going to put your face. For example, like on this PPSH buffed one, you can essentially stick your head like down here in the lower left. If you're on level up and you can't set the thumbnail yourself, I mean, if you are a partner, obviously you can just have them put your face on it, put that as a thumbnail. But if you're in level up and you can't do that, which most of you are, then just get a thumbnail like this where there's space for your face. When you go live, stick your head right in the best spot in the thumbnail, smile for a second or two or whatever, look at the camera, make sure you, and then start the first few, 30 seconds or a minute of your live stream with that thumbnail as a background, then switch over into the actual gameplay. That way, when your stream goes out in the feed, it's got a nice looking thumbnail, which will really help you get a higher click-through rate and get more people into your stream. Now, we're towards the end, so let's cover a few myths. I decided to push this farther back last time because we hammered this a bit too much. So if you've watched all the way through here, it's time to take a reality check on your mind state. What was probably so obvious I didn't need to mention it is if you're in a negative mind state, doesn't matter if you do all this. All you're going to do if you're in a negative, complaining, frustrated, it's not good enough mind state, when you try and apply all this stuff, it will fail and reinforce why you're failing. So the most essential thing is to get your mind right, and your community can help you get your mind right. These are some myths that you need to know, some negative stories that will come up. One, algorithm doesn't like me. Not true at all. The algorithm doesn't care about you. It doesn't know you. It's impersonal. If you give it what it wants, it will give you what you want. And yes, I realize that if somebody's doing their stream and they have a community so big that they trigger the algorithm every time, that it seems unfair. I realize that, but that doesn't matter because it's your unique situation. It's up to you and me to do the best with what we have, not go around complaining that this person gets 100,000 people to watch their stream off the algorithm for free every time, no matter how good or bad it is, and you do a stream and it doesn't pop off. So the algorithm is impersonal. The algorithm pushes things out there that it thinks people will spend time and watching and interact with. If you put things out there that people spend time watching and interact with, the algorithm will push you. If you don't, it won't. And this is why some streamers, from what I see, go so far as to cheat in the game, because now they've got something that people watch because they have this massive KD and they always seem to know where people are at and their shots just hit. But I think that's fruit of the poisonous tree. And you're going to have to, I don't do anything I wouldn't want to come clean about later. So if you grow your stream that way, at some point, you're going to have to fess up and admit what you did. And see who sticks with you after that. Second thing, partners have it easy. Actually, some of the most suffering streamers I've seen are partners. Especially the partners who, at one point, just took off in the algorithm for one reason or another, then stopped taking off in the algorithm. Those are some of the most downhearted, frustrated streamers I see. Now, you might look at it, some of these partners making $100,000 a month, showing up, doing whatever they seem to want on their live stream. You might think that's great. Actually, I will tell you that having a lot of people watching, making a lot of money, getting all these people who want your attention can be really stressful, can be very challenging for your mental health. And if you find your stream frustrating with 1, 5, 10 concurrent viewers, it's not going to be much better, if not worse, when it gets bigger. I enjoy having Less viewers on my live stream, less chat on my live stream. What's up, Colton? Coach Shoddy's in the house. Nice to see you here. I enjoy a nice small community vibe on my live stream. I can't stand and got to hate that big chat vibe where the chat rolls so fast I can't even read most of it even though I'm trying. There's constant trolls, constant haters, constant arguments between people, constant bans and mutes, and that's the worst. I don't watch anybody stream like that that has that kind of a chat on a regular basis. That's not a community I'm interested in being in. So don't think that bigger is better. Bigger is different. Just like with penises. You want to have a big enough penis, but if your penis is too big, that's not going to be a good thing. It's just like shoes. I want my foot to fit in the shoe. I don't want to have a shoe where my foot's all sliding around, the shoe's too big. And I don't want to have a shoe where my foot is huge in it and it's all... I can't even get my foot in there. That's no good. What's up, Tyler? Nice to see you today. Diphobia, appreciate the 200 stars. Same thing with your live stream. You want to have just the right size community for you. And if you're getting started or if you're in your first year of streaming, a smaller community is much better, much supportive, much more easy to manage. Why do you think I put on supporter-only chat? Because I'm sick of having the insanity of that big stream chat. I like a smaller community is much nicer. You want your stream to be just the right size. And here's the trick. Your stream is just the right size for where you're at today. And if you keep leveling up and putting out better things on your stream will continue to evolve. And remember, bigger is not better. Bigger is different. And in many ways, bigger is worse. I've had streams where every stream was popping 20 to 100,000 views, and a lot of those streams I'd feel burnt out, I'd feel annoyed, and my mental health was down after those streams. And a third tip, hey Nick, I'm so glad you can get back into the chat. Good to see you, Nick. I'll respond to your text soon. Third tip, only certain games get views. Not true. Did you see my games last year? Look at this. Did you see this one? For everybody who says, you know, you can only get views if you play Warzone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different game. Every single game, every single one of my top streams was not Warzone. And most of these streams beat my top Warzone streams ever. Daniel, nice to see you. Thank you for the 200. Martha says, one of your followers last month PM'd my husband and said some rude things about myself. I know they aren't true, but it still hurt. And Martha, that's the thing. When you, the bigger the community is, the more you attract the really sick people that need the most healing. So I say the smaller your community is, enjoy it. Because I read one of Tim Ferriss's posts that I can relate to a lot. He said, the bigger my podcast and the bigger amount of people that have followed me, the more sick people I've attracted. People threatening death. People coming out with the craziest, most insane things. The bigger you get, you often attract the most insane people. Nick, thank you for the 500 stars. Let's go, Nick. And that's the secret is, if you're not happy with where your community is today, you're going to create more of the same. Brim Gaming, thank you very much for the share. Daniel, thank you for another 200 stars. Habibi will watch this. I love that. I love that. And I'm doing this live stream as an exact example of what I'm suggesting. All right, we're almost at the end, so this is one of the last key points to make. Yeah, Jared says, getting views on Warzone's tough. Hey, Craig, please ask a question. I'm ready for you. Tyler, thank you for the share. Austin, thank you for the share. Yes, it'll actually be much easier for you to get views if you play a different game besides Warzone. Because Warzone and many of the popular games are so saturated, that's why I showed you all those other games, because those other games that went off in the newsfeed, those aren't saturated. That's why they went off. There's demand and there's almost no supply. Hey, thank you for reminding me your streamer name, Daniel. I appreciate that because... I'm grateful for where my community's at today. It takes a lot of effort and it takes me getting reminded a lot of times to remember which Facebook streamer and which Facebook profile go together. So Daniel, thank you for reminding me of which one yours go with. All right, here's some things that are critical that I've of course done. Don't neglect your life to stream. If you got a marriage, full-time job, and kids, and you're telling your wife you're not there for your wife and your kids, and you're telling everybody how important your live stream is, and you're all stressed out, and you're trying to do it full-time, but you're not getting enough money, you can learn that the hard way and do it yourself, or you can learn it the easy way. If it is really your dream to be a live streamer, I invite you to do what I did. I quit every other thing I was doing to earn money in one of the worst financial situations of my life. I accepted money from my wife, tens of thousands of dollars, so that I could play video games and not have to make money in the short term. Drained my wife's savings instead of getting a real job. That's how much I want and love doing this. Daniel, thank you for another 290. My pleasure. Craig says, how long did it take you to come partner on Facebook? Well, long story short, Craig, it took me about... I got partner in April 2021, and it took 6 months of grinding Warzone 4 hours a day every day with an existing community that some people had followed me before that, which... That certainly helped make it faster, but it took about 6 months of applying a lot of the stuff I told you in here to go to get partner. If you hadn't had any community at all before that, it probably would have taken maybe 8 or 9 months in a similar scenario. All right, so do not neglect your life. If this is really important, clear space out. I hope that doesn't mean get a divorce and don't see your kids anymore and keep your job and stream, but who am I to know what you should do? It might mean cutting back your work hours to do your stream. Make sure you're paying attention to your family, your friends, and your personal health. These things are all more important than your stream. You only should be doing your stream if you've handled all of that other stuff already. Number two, do not chase views. Put out quality content. Chasing views means trying to play a game just to get people to watch it, even though you can't stand it. Of course, I've done that. It means trying to do all these little tricks to get people to watch. It means clout chasing in other people's streams, trying to throw stars at streamers just to get them to notice you. And even though you don't really care about watching them, you're just trying to get their viewers over to your stream. Don't do anything that feels like what you've got now isn't enough. Focus on building your community and loving the people you've got. Don't spend all your time and energy trying to go get people. Focus on giving to the people you've already got and follow the rest of the suggestions and you'll do great. Craig Jones, you can DM me if you add me as a friend on Discord, or you can go grab my phone number out of the supporter group, either of those ways. And the third thing, do not run any ads. I say absolutely no ads. Ads conflict with almost everything else I've said here. And I, of course, have ran ads and tested this to make sure. The only way I might say you can run ads is if you want to shoot for the top of the algorithm. So unless you've got about $1,000, that's $1,000, unless you've got about $1,000 to boost every one of your live streams, I would say there's no point in running the ads because you're not going to really make it worth it to crack the top of the algorithm. Jamie, thank you very much for the 1,200 stars. I love that. Thank you for being one of the top senders on the stream. Demon on Deck Gaming, appreciate you here for this. Do not run any ads because the time and energy and money you spend running your ads would be better put into giving money back to your supporters who stream, giving money back to your community, the people who inspire you. The money you spend on ads would be much better spent giving out stars and paying your bills, buying groceries. That way you don't need to earn as much money from whatever else you do. And the creative energy you put into the ads would be better put into reels. You could spend $1,000 on ads and not get nearly as many followers as you could get from doing 10 or 20 reels probably. I know because I've spent the money on ads. And the worst thing ads do, ads poison your community. Ads bring a bunch of people in that don't really care about you, don't really know about you, and that sabotages you in the algorithm. The ideal formula, Jose says, more weed, less ads. Hey, there you go. What you want is a community of people who absolutely love what you do. You do not want to bring people into the community through ads who don't even know you. Because what happens, they don't interact with your content. The live streams of mine that have went off have been where my existing followers who saw them had a high interaction rate and a high watch time on it. Basically, if you don't get past if your followers don't like what you create, usually Facebook is not going to put it out to people who aren't following you. So if you get followers who don't really know you through ads, then those followers aren't as likely to enjoy what you create, which means you're going to sabotage your potential in the recommendations. Do not ever run ads on your page unless you want to go the route of dropping huge money to promote yourself so much that you can crank the top of the algorithm. And I'd say you need 20 plus thousand a month in ad spend for that to be viable. So unless you've got 20,000 plus a month to just disgustingly promote yourself so much, as I did that before on Udemy and it worked real well. If you've got 20 plus thousand a month to spend on ads, go for it. If you don't have that much to spend, don't even bother. What's up, Jake? Nice to see you, Jake. Did you say something I missed? You said hello, question mark. Good to see you, Jake. Oh, man, Jake, I did miss you before. I see you. Thank you, Jake. Appreciate you commenting again after I missed you before. Craig says, how many times should you share your stream before you go live? I don't share it at all before I go live. I just share it. The only exception, I shared this to my supporter group because it's a good place where supporters can talk about it after I'm live. Jamie says, I've been MIA. Hey, it's all good, Jamie. I know you got a lot to do. Anytime you're here is good with me. Even if you show up once a month, that's fantastic. All right. It's time to wrap this up so I can get to my AA meeting. If you want to play a bunch of different games like I do, Xbox Game Pass Ultimates, one of the best ways to do it. $15 a month. You can play games on Xbox and PC. There's hundreds of them. Plus, you get the EA games that are on EA Play as well, like Battlefield 2042, Madden 22. You get free trials on those. It's really good. Jake, thank you for reminding me again. LT762, good to see you again. PlayStation Now has like 800 games, tons of games for $60 a year. I have both of these and I have Gamefly. If you want to mostly get newer games on Xbox One, Series X, PlayStation 5 or 4, Nintendo Switch, Gamefly's got a lot of games. I rent two games at a time from Gamefly. And most of my top streams have been games I bought used. I love this. Look at this. I'll show you something. Where is it? Where's Top Gun? All right, well, this one's... Look at this. This game's $5. I bought this for $5 at my game store. It made over $1,000 in ad revenue. It's all about your mindset. If you see opportunities all around you, or you're open to seeing opportunities, you will find things. You will find things for $5, games you can pick up for $5, $10, $20 that will blow your stream up if you're willing to test and play a bunch of games that are duds. I know that game is Chris. Dustin, thank you for the video. All right, this is the end of the video. If you've got questions, I appreciate all of you that are supporters who asked it while I'm live. If you want to ask questions after I'm live and you're a supporter, the best place will be to comment in the supporter group on this post that I shared, because that'll be the easiest way for me to see it. You also can go text me or WhatsApp me using my phone number in the supporter group. Just search Jerry Banfield Supporters on Facebook. And anybody's welcome to come into my Discord and ask questions there as well. You don't have to be a supporter. You can come right in and ask on Discord. So thank you very much for being here for this presentation. I did this today because this is where my passion led me. With your live stream, last thing to say, trust your passion. If you feel really excited to play a certain game, even if it mentally doesn't make sense, go for it. You know how I got into playing all these other games? My passion led me into all these other games. I suddenly got a whole massive passion to play all kinds of these old school games. And it didn't seem like it was even going to work. But I said, I don't care if it's going to work. It's fun. Make sure you're having fun with your live stream and putting out good vibes, above all. Thanks a lot, Martha. Appreciate you being here at the end of the stream.